This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The second principle I want to share with you out of these passages today is the principle about perceptions. Be careful about your perceptions. Sometimes we assume that somebody's got a great life and they don't. Sometimes we assume that somebody's got a terrible life and they actually have a pretty good life. We can be wrong in our perceptions. Some of you remember this illustration from a few years ago, but John O'Neill is a corporate psychologist. He goes around to companies around the country talking to them about the problems their employees and executives have, counseling on a corporate level. He was at a gathering several years at a huge estate in New York State. America's top 100 people were at this gathering. They weren't millionaires, they were multimillionaires and billionaires, the 100 top people in the country. John O'Neill said this: "I was sitting there at this gathering of 100 people looking around me, and just 3 rows in front of me was one of the most successful people in the country financially. And yet," he said, "I had a private conversation with him the night before, and in a private moment, he said to me, 'My life is like a train wreck. My personal life is like a train wreck.'" What a description. He said sitting nearby him was a man who controlled a media empire, yet required medication just to get out of bed in the morning. He didn't need medication to go to sleep. He needed medicine just to get up and function in the morning. Others that were there at this gathering were showing signs of extreme stress and deep personal problems, yet the perception by most people that these 100 people had it great, the 100 top successful people had it great. Don't always base your decisions about other people by your perceptions, and likewise, don't base your opinion of God based on your perceptions of who has what and who doesn't have what. You ever notice that somebody seems to get away with things? You know, how do they violate the Word of God day in and day out and get away with things? Well, Chris Thurman has something to say about it in his book, The Truth We Must Believe. It appears that people can sometimes escape punishment. They can beat the system. They can fool themselves and others if they're crafty enough to get away with it. Yet he says it just seems that way. John and Kathy were dating. They were up on Lake Michigan in Chicago for a date. And after their dinner, John said to Kathy, "Hey, let's go out on one of the piers there on Lake Michigan and just sit on the pier and just enjoy the evening. Dusk, maybe a little darker than that." Turned out they were the only people out there at that particular occasion, which is hard to believe in itself, but they were the only ones out on this pier on Lake Michigan when a gang of thugs came up and started hassling John for his wallet and for money. One thing led to another. There was a scuffle in the fight. They killed John right in front of Kathy. And Kathy, to save her life, dove into Lake Michigan, dove off the pier. She was a good swimmer and just swam out as far as she could to get away from them and swam down the lake to get help. And John lost his life. And here's the irony is that to this day, to my knowledge, the people who murdered my friend John have never been caught. They seemingly got away with this murder, and it's one of the unsolved murders in Chicago. And here's my thought that I want to share with you. They may escape the justice system of Cook County, Illinois, but they will not escape the one who said this in Scripture: "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." No one escapes the eye and the hand of God. No one escapes. "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay." Nobody gets away with anything. No one ultimately gets away with murder. No one gets away with theft. No one gets away with this or that. Wrongs will be righted according to the Lord. The Lord is the one who balances the scales. The Lord is the one who takes personal responsibility to you and to me and says, "You're worried about so-and-so getting away with it? Vengeance is mine. I will repay."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.